Here's the voice of the Northern State Wolves, David Tewksbury.
Tonight is the final night under the Saturday night lights at the bank as the Wolves look to continue their winning streak as they bring in their counterparts from Marshall, Minnesota, the Mustangs of SMSU. Welcome inside the HKG Architecture Broadcasting booth from Dakota Bank Stadium at Thayers Field. I am David Tewksbury, joined alongside by Lee Keller, and this is Northern State University Wolves football along the Primrose Hub City Radio Sports Network. Again, JVL slot right, second and three from the 33-yard line of SMSU, three down linemen. Daniels in the shotgun, takes a snap, little play action, long throw to Cade Kaiser, makes a nice hands catch, turns inside, now breaks a tackle, and now another, and gets banged down inside the 20-yard line of the Rhodes-Anderson red zone. Down to the 19, it's a gain of 14 for the governor from Pierre. Luke Gunderson is going to come in to snap this thing to Ethan Barnett. This will be a 34-yard field goal, closer to the left hash than anything else, for the transfer from Minot State, as Caruso walks off his yardage. He'll pull his right foot back. There it is. One, two, three with a couple of taps. Barnett signals he's ready for the hold. Luke Gunderson puts it right there. Caruso, nice sweeping leg, and the kick is up, and it is through. Northern State strikes first here at the bank. 3-0, your score on the Street Corner Urban Market scoreboard. Ball at the 36-yard line, left hash. Slot right is Ty Wiley. Britt's in the shotgun. He takes. Handoff goes to block, goes to the right-hand side, breaks into the second level, breaks now a tackle, he's across midfield, and now inside SMSU territory down to the 39-yard line of the Mustangs. Give him 25 for number 39. Ball at the 39-yard line of SMSU, two to the left, two to the right. Now Wiley in motion from right to left. Daniel extends his hands, drops back five, has all day to throw, throws near side, got a man wide open. Wiley makes the catch with the hands, jitterbugs his way down the sidelines to about the 10. Oh, there might be a jock strap laying down at about the 15-yard line of SMSU as Ty Wiley just did his dance, and Northern State has first and 10 from the 11-yard line of the Mustangs. Trips right as Britt's in the shotgun. Tight end to the left-hand side is Zach Kraft. Daniel takes, throws near side. He's got Hank Kraft, makes the catch on the wheel route, turns upfield, scores! Touchdown, Northern State! It's an 11-yard pitch and catch. Daniel Britt's fourth touchdown as a member of the Wolves, and Hank Kraft with the touchdown reception, and NSU leads 9-0 on the Street Corner Urban Market scoreboard with 2:54 to go in the first quarter as we can strike up the band. In the pistol is Wyatt Oak. Behind him in the holster is Honstetter, and they'll hand it to him. He gets belted by Keegan Mountain, and Keegan drops him for a one-yard loss and give him his second TFL of the season. Nice job, Keegs. As Wyatt Oak's in the shotgun, man in motion now from right to left. Three down line, make it four. Oak takes, has time, now runs out of it. He's going down. Gabe Gutierrez, the double nickel is there. The Patriot from Sioux Falls, Lincoln High. Oh, we love you in the 605. Gabe with another sack, his third this season. Wolves are wearing their all blacks tonight. Double tight end set to the right-hand side. Hackles in the shotgun with block to his left. Colton takes a snap, runs left, lowers his shoulder. Touchdown, Northern State. They ran right behind big 62, Anthony Harris. And Northern State finds the promised land at 16-0. Nice physical run by Colton Hackle. Second and 10 from the 47-yard line. Wolves up by 17. Oak takes, throws far side, passes, intercepted, picked off by Keegan Mountain. He's going to have a walk-in touchdown as Agent Zero with a house call. Northern State University blowing the doors off Dakota Bank Stadium. It's 23-0 as Mountain takes it to the house. 41-yard line, man in motion from left to right. Oak is trying to get McMath aligned to the far side, play clock down to 10. Oak takes the snap, looking far side, and a jailbreak. Gabe Gutierrez greets him in the backfield. Drop for a big loss of six, and Gabe has his second sack tonight. And it looks like Drager now in at left guard. Harris now in at right guard. Hackle's in the shotgun, fourth and two, and Hackle takes. Handoff goes to Kraft, and he's got a walk-in touchdown. Down the sidelines, 32 yards later, Hank Kraft has six. Everybody in the world thought that ball was going left, except the guys in black and gold, and Hank Kraft, maybe the easiest touchdown in his career. And three down linemen for SMSU. They might be bringing a little bit of pressure from Josiah Hedenston, second-team all-conference player from last season. Play clock down to two. Britt extends his hands, takes a snap, looks over the middle, has time. He'll tuck it. Makes a nice juke. He's across the 35-yard line. He's off the chain. Across midfield. Hits the gas at the 30. Turns upfield to the 15. Down the sidelines. 10, 5. Diving into the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Daniel Britt. 68 yards. What a move by Danny Dimes. And Northern State is blowing the roof if there was a roof here on Dakota Bank Stadium off of it. It's 37-0. As Oak is in the pistol, extends his hands. Here comes the blitz. Looking far side, he just gets belted right in the chin strap, and he's going down. MVL, Max Van Landingham, is starting to turn into the MDM, most dangerous man on defense, and Northern State forces another three and out. Give Max Van Landingham his fifth sack of 2024. Exactly a 40-yard field goal, as a matter of fact. It'll be between both hash marks as Luke Gunderson was going to put his right hands to this ball. He'll snap it to Ethan Barnett, and we'll see if Caruso can split the uprights. Outstanding snap. The hold is perfect. The kick is up, and the result is the same. 40 yards from Jeremy Caruso, and Northern State leads it 41-7 with 6 minutes and 23 seconds left to go in this fourth and final stanza as we are back to the bank in 30 seconds on this Blackout Cancer Night on the Primrose Sub-City Radio Sports Network. 41-7 your score, and the Wolves are going to bring some pressure here as well as Kendon Krogman's in the shotgun. Extends his hands, takes the snap, looks over the middle. He's going to have to let this one go, and he does not. He is sacked by Caden Turnbow on the final play of the game, and that'll do it. Northern State wins it 41-7. You compete for a full 60 minutes. Hats off to both programs as the Wolves have clawed their way, my dear friend, off of death ground. They are back to 500. They're 4-4 on the season. SMSU, they dropped to 0-7. They're 0-6 within the NSIC. The Wolves are now over 500 in the NSIC at 4-3 overall. And you want to talk about an opportunity to turn around a program. The Wolves did it off of death ground, and now they've got a big matchup next week against CSP.